Rustin Chesky, who is white, shot Blake while two other officers were trying to arrest him for an outstanding warrant. Blake is now paralyzed from the waist down. The shooting sparked days of protest and destruction in Kenosha. The lawsuit alleges Blake didn't make any physical or verbal threats against officers and attempted to walk away when the police became aggressive. In January, Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely announced he wouldn't charge any of the officers involved in the shooting. At the time, Gravely said Blake was armed with a knife and resisting arrest. Blake's attorneys say he remains in a wheelchair, is in constant pain, and unable to work. He is seeking a jury trial and monetary compensation. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.